Perhaps you'd like to explain, Venture told him. Yes, Matt said. Perhaps you would. He had been caught up in Harper's tale, but now he felt numb, wondering what the point of it really was, how it related to Dad. The treasure of St. John has never attracted much attention, except as a sort of academic amusement, Harper said. But it has always struck me that its worth is far greater than diamonds or gold. Think of it, he leaned forward, his grey eyes suddenly coming alive as they caught the light. Think of it. The knowledge and wisdom of the ancients, codified and collected. Oh, yes, there might be precious stones and metals and trinkets and relics, but think of what we could discover. He leaned back again, hands out in front of him, as if begging his audience to share in his excitement. They say the writings include the secret of alchemy, which of course they won't. They say they include notes on the knowledge held secret by the ancients, how the pyramids were built, the heavens mapped, the purpose of Stonehenge, perhaps even a clue to the location of... Harper paused, staring past Matt into the distance. Then he blinked and was suddenly once more in the present. Of who knows what, he said. But we can be sure that whatever is written in those books and on those parchments will fundamentally change the way we see the ancient world and our place in the modern one. What about Matt's dad? Robin said, levelly. I'm sorry. Oh, of course. What am I thinking of? Harper stood up. He clasped his hands behind his back and paced to and fro in front of Venture's desk. I engaged Dr. Stribling to find me the treasure. I knew his reputation. I'd read a paper of his about the fall of Nice to the Turk Barbarossa in 1543, and there was a mention in it of Henri Savelle that intrigued me. He stopped pacing and fixed his attention fully on Matt. Your father agreed to work for me. He seemed to be making good progress. And then? Matt prompted. Harper sighed. And then he was gone. But gone where? Aunt Jane asked. There was no answer, and instead, Venture asked, Who else is interested in this treasure of St. John? His voice was quiet, but his words were enough to make Harper sit down again. He looked tired and pale. You are right, he said. There are others. I don't know who exactly, but it was clear to me almost from the outset that there are others. Other forces involved. They also want the treasure. But not for the purpose of wisdom and learning, you can be sure of that. Should they find it, the collection would be broken up, sold off in secret, destroyed.